Impromptunes acknowledges that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and celebrate their enduring connections to country, knowledge, and stories.
Impromptunes, 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 impromptunes.
Do you hear the people improvise?
Improvising!
Good people of the world, thanks for tuning in to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. Now here they are, the cast of Impromptunes.
Well, hello there. Howdy, how are you? Welcome, welcome one and all to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical, the podcast. Nice. It's not really, it's not actually, well, it's evening. If I am actually going to be, you know, like, but if we're going to be literal about it, then it's evenings, twilight, but not no vampires. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't want to stifle our creativity. Anyway, I'll stop nattering. My name is Brenna. And to the left of me, we have Brenton.
Hello. I used to love listening to like the really late, late radio when I'd finished work. Where it's like all the old people. You would just remind me with your up late. It'd be like 3 a.m. and it's like, oh, yes, Bob, I've got my catch. And I just don't think I should be giving any money to young people.
And did you just listen to Love Song Requests?
Yes, so good.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that anymore.
I know. I want someone to request a love song for me.
Write in, folks.
Write in
your what your love song to Brenna would be.
Yeah.
Comment below.
One that I have to make up on the spot myself. Actually, I'd rather not. And then to the right of me, I've got Jacob.
Hello. I just want to point out that Brenna, when you said right, you put out your right hand and put the L sign.
That's what I have to do. L for left and not L for right.
Exactly. So I am not L, Jacob Quek. Hello.
Did you struggle in your driving exam? Partner's nervous because he is really bad with his left and rights as well.
Yeah. That is like my cross to bear in my entire life. I always have to do that. Mm. Put up the little L and the not L. So yeah. Anyway, there's some trauma bonding going on right here. We've got Mixmaster Imogen on sound today, and of course we couldn't do this musical without the amazing Will on the keys. A big round of applause for Will. Woo, woo, woo. So great to have everybody in the studio today, guys. I was stuck behind the slowest driver today. Mm. He was going at like 35. I made the assumption that it was me. Sorry. But I'm pretty sure it was Matt. He was going at about 35k an hour.
Whoa.
in a 50 zone. Whoa. But like, it would be different if it was an 80 zone. And then he was like kind of indicating to go into roads that didn't actually exist. And I was getting so freaking mad. Mm. What is the thing that makes you like just want to explode?
I think mine's just slow walkers, or at least people who
are
just slow but are just bad at walking. Like,
yes.
They're just not thinking about what path to take, how to be most efficient.
Yeah.
Like, in a city, like out in a park, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But I hate it.
Yeah.
So mad. Lockdown in an area with lots of slow walkers was the worst.
And especially people who like take up the whole path with like, if they're walking in a row of people.
Yes.
And it's just like, you can't overtake. Or alternatively, people who are like walking just slow enough, but not fast enough. And so like you try to overtake them, but
yes.
Then you're like walking next to them for the longest time.
Oh, I hate that so
much. Like that awkward speed.
Yes, because it's like, I don't actually want to be here next to you. I'm trying to overtake you, but now you've matched my speed. And if I just, you just have to kind of run for like a couple of seconds to
overtake
them.
It's so awkward. It's humiliating.
It's so awkward. It's like when you say goodbye to someone and then you both end up going in the same direction. And it's like, oh. Bye.
What I started doing when people walk towards me and they're in pairs and they don't go one behind another to let me pass on the footpath. You know, like if you're walking in pairs, it's someone's job to fall back a bit behind so the other person can pass. If they don't do that, I now just stand there and make them do it.
I love it.
I will stand there as they come towards me and I'm like, I'm not going on the grass. You can go on the grass, or we both just share the footpath.
Yeah.
If I really need to, you know, and they can't, well, sure, I'll go on the grass. But like, not if you're able-bodied and able to go single file.
I was going to say, you know, he's got exceptions, obviously, people.
No, I don't. Was one path for everyone.
What a power move.
Yeah, but actually feels sick, and everyone's always really taken aback by it. And it's like, it's not aggressive.
No,
I mean, I guess it's
like,
passive aggressive.
It's assertive, though. It's assertive.
And it's friendly.
That's
I have
good.
A smile.
That's great.
I
have
a smile.
Yeah.
Go round, please.
Round.
Say.
Let us have a little jiggle.
Brandishing a knife at them.
Go round.
Go round. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, sorry, that just reminded me. I watched a video the other day of a very impolite pig. Well, a very polite pig who kept on going, "Vegetables, please!" It kept standing on a little button going, "Vegetables, please!" And then its mum was like, "No, you've had enough." And so it went into the bedroom and shut the door on her. And she's like, "It's rude of you to shut the door." And the pig just shuts the door on her again. So that was great.
Pigs are very intelligent, actually.
Pigs are intelligent. Yeah. Subliminal messages, don't eat pigs, don't eat red meat, subliminal messages. So, guys, we're going to make up a musical today.
Well, there's so many in the bucket.
There's so many in the bucket, but yet we love to receive. We love to give. We love to receive.
Oh, there's so few.
We're tops and bottoms.
An empty bucket.
So please write in with your titles. We will take it. We'll put it in the potterboard, and maybe one day yours will be retrieved. But today we're going to be making up a musical on the spot. All the music is being made up by Will. We're making up all the lyrics. We're making up the narrative. We're making up the characters. We're making up the plot. It's all being plucked out of obscurity, just like this title, which is... Monopoly Murder Mystery.
Whoa.
By Brad Glory. Or maybe that's Brad Glory. Brad, you reached out to us on Facebook. Thank you so much for that. So... I guess there's really nothing.
Well, actually, no, I just want to say his name with an American accent because it sounds like Brad Glory.
Brad
Glory.
He's a football quarterback.
You've never met Brad Glory.
Brad Glory.
He's the prom king. Brad Glory.
That's all.
That's all. Well, thank you, Brad Glory. So, thank you, Brad Glory, for this wonderful title. And I guess if anyone, you guys. Everybody's ready in here?
Everyone's ready.
So, for the first, last, and only time... Actually, I need it back. Sorry. So, for the first, last, and only time, Monopoly Murder Mystery, the musical. Yeah, it's Easter weekend. I've got my best friend, my brother.
It's Easter weekend, and I got my mum, my mother.
Yeah, it's Easter weekend, and I got my best friends, my sister and brother.
And don't forget grandma and grandpa too, and dad who's driving the car.
We've got some eggs for breakfast and pancake mix too. We've got lots of different condiments to choose.
Yeah, yeah. Cool songs on the radio.
And we've got those cereal packs, like you get six. I have the Nutri-Grain and my brother has Fruit Loops.
They're my favorite, the Fruit Loops, I love them.
Give me that book, I wanna read it on the drive.
Put this CD in the car, Growing Copper by Live.
I've got my boomerang pillow in case I don't like the ones at the holiday house.
And I'm gonna be put my earplugs in. I'm gonna be quiet as a mouse.
Yeah, 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 it's you and me. We're staying at the Torquay Air and Airbnb. Two. I've got Connect Four, Monopoly and Clue.
I've got a floaty, I got it from Kmart, $20. And I'm gonna fill it up, I don't care if it blows up.
And don't you worry, I didn't forget my board shorts. Cause when I put them on, I feel so hot.
We got sausages for dinner and white bread too. Mum said she saw a kangaroo. It's so exciting being all together. It's so, so sunny, it's my favorite weather.
Yeah, 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 it's you and me. We're staying at the Talkie Airbnb.
Bags the top bunk, Simon.
Bags the bottom bunk. That worked out well, Rebecca, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Kevin, where are you going to sleep?
Oh, I was hoping I would get the room by myself.
Oh, is it because you're 16, Kevin? Oh.
Yeah. And you know, it's just, I like my private time. You know, you guys are younger. You don't understand.
Yeah, we understand, all right. You want to speak to Jessica on the phone.
Oh, shut up, you guys.
The reception's not even that good out here, though, so good luck.
Yeah, you literally have, like, one bar.
Oh, no.
Mum's not giving the Wi-Fi password until Tuesday.
Yeah, she wants us to have quality time.
But I told Jessica I would talk to her. I told her that I would call her and send her pictures.
Or better learn how to smoke signal.
I can't believe you lied to Jessica. That's such a dog thing.
Yeah, she's gonna dump you.
You guys are so mean. You don't know what it's like to have, like, a partner, you know?
Are you joking?
We're each other's partners. We're twins. We couldn't be more partnery.
Yeah, I guess, but you guys, like, don't, like, know, like, romantic love, you know?
You're too young.
14-year-olds don't know love. And I'll say that till the day I die.
I don't want to know love, Kevin. And what I do know about love, I think is disgusting.
What, so you don't love your twin brother?
Well, I'm not in love with my twin brother.
No, oh, yuck.
Yuck. Ew, did you hear that? Yucky. She just said that she wasn't.
You said it.
You said it.
You said it, Kevin. Disgusting. Oh my God, get on the phone.
Get a room. Oh wait, you have one.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jessica. Oh my God.
Kevin, can you stop what you're doing with your little sister and brother, please?
He's being so mean.
Mom.
Come on, Kevin, you're the 16-year-old. You need to lead by example.
Mom, I'm sick of, like, I didn't want to be here, you know?
Well, Kevin, we wanted you to be here because we wanted to spend some quality time with you, you know? You've just finished year 10. You're about to go into VCE.
Yeah, but, like, you didn't let Jessica come. And, like, it's a new relationship and I want her to, like, not, like, fall out of love with me.
Oh, Kevin,
when I'm
you're
here.
Not still talking about Jessica, are you? Can we leave this to rest, okay?
Oh,
I'm looking forward to a nice quiet weekend with my girls and my guys.
Kevin, Jessica's not going to fall out in love with you in 5 days.
Oh, you don't know that, Mum. You don't know my help.
Oh, wait, yeah,
don't talk to your mother like that.
Oh, you wouldn't know, Dad. You've never loved somebody in your life.
Kevin, I love your mother very dearly. I love you three, and I love this house, and I love my car, and I love my sushi maker.
Oh, he really does.
I've got a nice California roll for dinner after the sausages. That's how I like to eat my food and I hear nothing about it.
Oh, you've upset your father now, Kevin.
Oh, I'm just gonna go for a swim.
Oh, Dad.
No, I've got my togs on.
All right, whatever, Dad.
Shut up, Kevin.
Oh, man. You know, sometimes it just feels like I don't fit in with my family. And it sucks, like, oh, man. I've got twins as siblings and parents who love each other. And here I am, oldest son and no lover in Torquay. I'm alone and I don't want to be, 'cause I'm 16 and I want to be free. I am 16. Give me freedom and me. I want 16. Give me freedom. I want to be me. I just feel misunderstood in here. Because my parents, they never grew up with TikTok. And my twin siblings, well, they're so cool in their year. And I'm just here, the nerd who doesn't have freedom. I want freedom. 'Cause I'm 16, I want freedom, freedom. I'm 16, I'm 16, and I wanna drive. I wanna take that car, and I wanna feel alive. Go, 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 and don't look back, back, back. My parents wouldn't care, care, care. There'd be no heart attack, tack, tack. 'Cause I want freedom.
Freedom.
I'm 16, I want freedom. I'm 16. Nobody understands me. Time to close this door, turn on my data, try to talk to my girlfriend who I've only had for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry, this call cannot be forwarded right now.
Aww. Oh! Oh, good. Gosh. Are you there, Jessica?
Hi. Kev, are you there?
Jessica! Jessica, can you see the beach out the window?
Yes! I'll text
me. I've got a room by myself so I can, like, talk to you all weekend if you want.
Kevin, I can't. Can you just text me instead?
Beep. Oh.
Beep, beep.
All right.
Beep,
well.
Beep. Hey, Kevin. Sorry, I couldn't hear you at all. It's Jessica. In text.
Oh.
Beep.
Hey. Here's a selfie. Beach selfie.
Winky face emoji response. Cute. Oh, you look sunburnt.
Yeah. Yeah, sunscreen's literally, like, not cool, you know? Like, yeah, you know, I just want a tan.
Yeah. Winky face with tongue out to the side emoji response. How are you going with your parents? Are they killing your buzz?
Yeah, they're just, like, they're not letting me, like, live, you know? Like, I wanted to be back home. I wanted to, like, go to, like, the Botanic Gardens with you. You know, they've got the event this weekend.
Oh, sad face and angry face emoji response. Yeah, totally. Wouldn't it be so hilarious if, like, your parents just disappeared, though?
Yeah, that would be so funny. Then, like, I would be, like, free and I'd be able to, like, just do anything I want, hey?
Yeah, celebration emoji response.
Yeah.
Oh my god, like, if just your entire family just, like, disappeared and then you had the beach house all to yourself?
Yeah, but that would never happen. 100 emoji, 100 emoji, fire emoji.
Totally no, never, shifty eye emoji.
Come on, Kev, we're all gonna play a game. Get out your room. Come spend some time with us. No, I can hear your sigh through the door, Kev. I'm not about it. Your mother's bought all her favourite game, Monopoly.
Hello, Kevin? Dot, dot, dot.
All right, Dad, I'm coming. But, I want to be the hat.
Yes, you can be the hat.
Sorry for late reply, Jessica. My douche parents want me to play Monopoly with them.
No worries, Winky Face. I get it.
All right, I'm coming, Dad.
Now, everyone, the rules of Monopoly are simple. You play till the very end, and there's no way of getting out of it, all right? In this house, we do not quit. We do not throw any of these board pieces around. We take this seriously, and the only winner is the person who has a Monopoly on the game Monopoly.
Gosh, you're a laugh, you're a scream, Daryl.
No, I take it seriously, my love. You know what I do.
All right, Daryl.
Rules are for rules, and family is for family. I don't like people who will make a scam of me. Now, everybody... Everybody listen and I tell you take it seriously. I want to play this game and you will and hit me. Monopoly, Monopoly, yes, yes, yes. It's my favorite game, it's my favorite chest. Monopoly, Monopoly, yes, yes, yes. It's my favorite game, yes, I'm the best. Monopoly, Monopoly, my favorite chest. Monopoly, Monopoly, I'm a guest. Monopoly, Monopoly, yes, yes, yes. Monopoly, Monopoly, yes.
Yes.
Everyone got it?
Not quite sure. Would you mind just explaining a little bit more, darling?
Of course, I will. When you pass go, you collect 200. When you go to jail, that's really, really bad. When you go to the house and you want to buy it, put down a deposit, you don't need to cry it. Everybody pays rent on your property unless you have a monopoly. And then you might not have to pay because you'll have a banker's way. Monopoly, Monopoly, yes, 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 yes. Monopoly, Monopoly, I'm the chess.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
Monopoly, Monopoly, yes, 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 yes. Monopoly, Monopoly, I'm the best.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the chess.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the best. Everyone got it?
Oh, almost.
A little bit faster this time.
Yeah.
Now when you go past this house, you can't buy it because you're a mouse. That's the piece you wanted to play. Everybody's a happy day. Now you get a chance card and you want to play it. Well, you better have to say it. Oh my god, I got 200. Go back to start, you little mudder. Monopoly, Monopoly, yes, 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 yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the chess.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the best.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the chess.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly, I'm the best.
Everybody ready to play?
Oh, yes. I just have to powder my nose. I'll be back in a moment, Daryl.
Okay.
Just start the game without me. Okay?
Well, we can't start without you, Mom.
You can go clockwise and then I'll be last. So just, I'll be back.
All right.
She's not wrong. Are we ready to start?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8. I roll a dice and I get to 2 and I go forward. That's what I'll do. I buy this house, it's Winston Lane. Everyone wants it, I'm gonna win. Everyone knows that I'm the best. I'm the best at this here chest. Play it, have some fun. It's my rule, I'm number one. Monopoly, Monopoly, yes, 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 yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the chess.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the best.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the chess.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
yes, yes, yes.
Monopoly, Monopoly,
I'm the chess. Where's your mother?
God, Mum's taking a long time to come back.
I'll go check on her. Now, no cheating while I'm gone.
Yeah, Dad.
I'm taking a photo. If anything moves, I'll be back in a minute.
But it's my turn. I'll just do my turn.
He's so serious. Jeez Louise.
God, he's so annoying at this game.
How's your girlfriend, Kevin?
She's doing well. She's pretty as always.
Oh, show us a picture.
Show us a photo.
Oh,
you've been texting.
Oh, right.
The photo's not loading. I don't have data.
Well.
I don't have any photos saved because, like, that's
She's
weird.
She's your girlfriend.
Really.
Why didn't you have any pictures of her
no,
in your phone?
All the photos are, like, in our, like, messenger history. I just don't have data to, like, load it.
Has anyone seen your... Guys, it's the strangest thing. I could have thought I heard your father screaming outside.
What?
Yeah, it was your dad... Oh my gosh, was that your
what?
Father?
Dad? Dad?
Oh! Oh, Daryl!
Oh my god!
Oh, someone put the chess piece through his heart!
Dad's dead! Oh my gosh!
This is the worst!
Oh my god!
That's such a tiny little piece of metal, how could it go so deep?
I think someone shot it out of a gun!
No! With such high velocity!
Did Dad have any enemies?
No, we were very well loved within the community. I don't know who could have done this.
I call him Douche Dad, but no, he was actually awesome.
Oh, kids, back inside. I'm going to call the police.
It's getting cold and dark.
Kevin, give me your phone.
Here you go, but I've got no data.
Bing.
What's the Wi-Fi password, Mom?
Deleted. I didn't get it, Kevin, with the Wi-Fi. I wanted us to be off the grid.
No.
Hello, talkie police.
Is it police?
We need someone. Hello?
Battery dead.
Oh, Kevin, this is the only phone we've got.
Oh, Mom. I've never seen a dead body before in my life.
Well, don't look at your father's. I don't want his body to be your first dead body that you see.
But I want to remember his face.
Kids, look, let's just do something to distract ourselves. Let's keep playing
Monopoly.
He
wants us to finish the game.
Finish the game.
But are we just going to ignore his properties, or should I maybe inherit them?
I think that your father would.
No, Simon.
I think I get to inherit the properties.
I'm the eldest born son, Simon.
He would split the through three. Okay, your father was a fair man.
Wisteria Lane, though.
Yeah, because I mean, like, what was written into his will? Like, we'll just go with that.
Well, I don't know right now. We'll find out when we're safe. Okay,
so we're not safe now.
Roll the dice.
Okay, I got four.
One.
Oh, that's Dad's old property.
Oh, it's
who do I pay rent to?
No, it's Chance Card.
Oh,
this is new. A new audition. Go out the backyard.
But that's... I have to go out the backyard?
Well, it's the rules of the game.
But I'm just little old Simon.
Well, that's what the game is telling us to do, Simon.
Simon, remember what he said at the beginning.
Monopoly. Yes.
I have to do it. We have to keep playing until the game is done.
It's like some sick, twisted Jumanji.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll be back in a minute. I'm just going to run outside and run right back in.
Yeah.
Good luck, Simon.
Bye.
Bye, Simon. We'll see you in a minute. I'm sure you'll be safe. Oh my God!
I can hear him cry.
He just got attacked by a wolf.
No.
Oh, God. The dog piece. He was the dog piece. It's all connected. Oh, God.
And...
There's something creepy happening here at our little Airbnb. One might say that it could be called a Monopoly murder mystery. But who would want to kill us? Who wants to destroy this family? We're very well liked, very well liked in the community. I'm racking my brains. Who would want to kill us dead? I don't know,
Mum. I thought we were well liked. I don't know, Mum. Mum, Dad, and Si have died.
It's a mystery to me. Can't you see there's blood on someone's hands?
Not me.
Someone's going to get killed next as we move across the Monopoly land. It's a mystery to me. It's a mystery to me.
Playing this game has not been a hoot. And killing, according to pieces, Mum, you're the boot.
And Kevin, oh, you might be dying with this hot thing that's shaped like an iron.
Mum, get rid of all the dangerous shoes, because I can't lose you.
Oh, Kevin, I feel that we're destined to fail, but I sure hope that murderer goes to jail.
It's a mystery to me. It's a mystery to me.
There's three of us left. Who will be next? There's three of us left. Who will be next? It's three of us left. Who will be next? It's three of us left. Who will be five?
I guess it's me moving my piece, is that right?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Mom! Mom! She's choking on something! A piece of old boot! How did that happen? Rebecca!
Oh my gosh! Simon, it's just us left!
It's just us left!
I mean, Kevin, Simon's dead, and Dad's dead, and Mom's dead! How is this happening?
What
is this supposed to be a family weekend away in Tokyo?
This was supposed to be such a happy weekend. I know I was being such a spoil sport and down on myself and down on family, but this is the saddest thing that's ever happened to me.
Who would want this tragedy to befall our family? Like, honestly, I can't think of anybody. Have you been talking to anybody that would be like, oh, how funny would it be if your family just all like disappeared? Like, you literally, can you think of anyone that maybe said that or texted that to you?
Jessica. In fact, that's exactly what her last message was.
Lightning strike.
Jessica,
she said, oh, haha, how funny would it be if your whole family went missing? Haha, winky face emoji.
Thunder lightning strike duo.
What? You mean... Jessica? You mean... reveal?
Tree branch hitting window.
Jessica? Me?
Where did Rebecca go?
I've been pretending to be her the entire time.
You mean I don't have a twin sister, a sister who's a twin to Simon?
Of course you do, but I murdered her in Melbourne and left her body.
No! How did you do it? Was it with her Monopoly piece, the wheel?
Yes, that's right. I ran her over with my car.
Oh, that's much less extravagant than everybody else's.
I've been here the whole time. How do you think I had reception to text you, Kevin?
Well, I barely had reception, so what do you mean you had reception? Who are you with? You with Telstra?
I'm with Vodafone.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, you get, you get like loads of credit.
Yeah, really? Yeah, because I'm an Optus and it's not
deal.
Good. Yeah,
no,
it's pretty terrible.
Optus is old school, man. Yeah. But anyway! But now we can be together. Now we can be together, Kevin.
Not like this, Jessica.
Isn't that what you've always wanted?
I was so worried you would fall out of love with me, but...
Fall out of love with you? Never. Never. I love you so much, Kevin. I want to make you a part of me.
Jessica, I've known you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's long enough for any girl to fall in love with the man of their dreams.
Yeah, when we met at bouldering, like, I didn't even get to, like, know you all that well. Like...
But I know you, Kevin. I know you so well. I've been living in your trash cans watching you for the last 10 years. Since we met when we were 6 years old.
Six.
At the Gymboree party, remember?
Oh, hey. Can I have some of that fairy bread, please?
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Oh, no one's ever treated me so well. I love you, love you, love you.
Dilly-doo, dilly-doo, dilly-doo. So I've been in love with you ever since you gave me that fairy bread.
Jessica, that's messed up.
And now your family can't stop us anymore, Kevin. I know they were trying to get in the way of our love, but now they can't because they're all dead. I've got a monopoly on you, Kevin. I've got a monopoly on you.
My dad would have liked that joke.
Oh, yeah, well, too bad, because your dad's done and dusted.
Oh, and my mum would have liked your dedication. She was always a hard worker.
Well, too bad, because she also is dead. It's not like either of them are going to come crawling back inside, covered in their own blood, and reach out for this gun which I've got in my hand that I'm now putting on the table.
Oh, Simon would have liked that. He loved guns.
Yeah, well, Simon's dead. Get the message already, Kevin. And I can never be stopped.
Oh, Rebecca would have liked that. She loved red traffic lights. Being stopped.
Well, I can't be stopped. There's nothing anyone in your dead family can do to stop me because they're all dead.
They are maybe all dead, but I'm alive.
and I can stop you. You're a murderer. Get to the gun, get to the gun,
get to the gun,
gun, gun, gun, get to the gun, get to the gun, get to the gun, Kevin, Kevin, I'm gonna get the gun and stop you. I'm gonna go quickly and you won't see me move. See, I've been going to Taekwondo and getting my speed up. And I've been going to do all this stuff and I'm gonna do it quick up. I'm gonna get that gun, gun, gun. I'm gonna get that gun.
Kevin! Oh! I just found your dad outside. He's still got a heartbeat.
Kevin, good thing I don't have a very thin chest. It's so thick it didn't hurt a bit.
He's got the chest, the thick chest.
Quick to the gun, quick to the gun, quick to the gun, Kevin.
Quick to the gun, quick to the gun, quick to the gun,
Kevin.
Quick to the gun, quick to the gun, quick to the gun, Kevin.
What are you doing? Oh, your mum's pinning me back by my arms. And your dad's pinning me against the wall with his thick chest.
If there's one thing to know in this house, is that I'm the best at Monopoly, bitch.
Rude.
Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Get the gun, Kevin.
Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Get the gun, Kevin. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Get the gun, Kevin. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Get the gun, Kevin.
Oh, you guys, it's me, Rebecca. I just ran here all the way from Melbourne. There's someone after you, there's a killer. Oh, I see. Sorry, I'm always late to the party.
Always late to the party.
Shut up, Simon.
Quick, we're nimble and fast. We can distract her. Zoom, 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 little children.
Oh, I'm so distracted by these little children.
Get to the gun, get to the gun, get to the gun, Kevin.
Get to the gun, get to the gun, get to the gun, Kevin. Get to the gun, get to the gun, get to the gun, Kevin.
Gun in the hand, gun in the hand, gun in the hand and point.
Gun in the hand, gun in the hand, gun in the hand and point. Gun in the hand, gun in the hand, gun in the hand and point.
Gun in the hand, gun in the hand, gun in the hand, and squeeze!
Oh, but Kevin, I loved you!
You're going straight to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Your family sucks, Kevin.
No, they're actually fantastic. And it took this event for me to learn that.
Oh, Kevin, do you really mean it?
Yeah, Kevin, you really mean it?
Oh, my son, that's such a lovely thing to hear you say.
Aww.
You know, I didn't think I fit in, but I do fit in. You guys are all just weird, and so am I.
You're just like us, Kevin.
We all learned how to kill at our first Monopoly game, son. I'm so proud of you.
We killed it.
You do love jokes and puns.
Anyone for a game of Uno?
Well, as long as it's not Cluedo, I think we have some murder mysteries for the night, Daryl. Get to the fun, get to the fun,
get to the fun,
Kevin.
Get to the fun, get to the fun, get to the fun, Kevin. Get to the fun, get to the fun, get to the fun, Kevin. Get to the fun, get to the fun, get to the fun, Kevin. Get to the fun, get to the fun, get to the fun, Kevin. Get to the fun, get to the fun, get to the fun, Kevin.
Woo! Wow, what a family holiday. What a murder mystery. What a Monopoly murder mystery.
Yeah, it wasn't a mystery for that long. It was solved within an hour. Hell yeah.
I don't think that she was that suspicious. I didn't guess it.
I didn't
Who
guess
it. Who saw it coming?
No one saw it coming. I mean, I thought that she was just in love.
I mean, every teenager wants their parents to go away
exactly.
Every now and again.
That was a red herring.
And that's what love looks like to me.
Yeah. Family annihilation.
Yeah.
I mean, for a second there, I kind of thought all the family were dead and Kevin was kind of into this like murderous rage thing.
Yeah, we could have played that out.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely could have.
Yeah, maybe there's a parallel universe where that actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're in prom tunes. We love a happy ending. We love people to get their comeuppance. So
it's a family game night.
A family game night. PG, you know. Pretty good. Well, thanks. You've been listening to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical, the podcast. That was Monopoly Murder Mystery by Brad Glory.
Brad Glory. What Monopoly piece do you think Brad Glory is?
Sorry?
What Monopoly piece do we think Brad Glory is?
Oh, the battleship.
The wheelbarrow.
the wheel. I feel like that's almost mean to call someone the wheelbarrow.
No, I think the wheelbarrow is lovely.
A little
great
dog.
I've never seen Jacob looking so earnest.
No, I mean it.
Sincerely,
Brenna.
Sincerely.
The wheelbarrow.
But the battleship is fun as well.
Yeah. What do I know? I always play the dog. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. We have been Impromptunes. Jacob, Brenton, Will, Imogen, and Brenna. And we all got to
get to the fun cabin. Get to the fun cabin.